Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. It's a new show locally produced here in Sioux City. And if you're just joining us, thank you so much for setting your dial to 88.1 FM. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, you know we've been interviewing board members of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so tickled they have taken time out of their busy days to share with you a little about themselves and a little about why they think Catholic radio is important. So for this segment of the show, I have two of my favorite people on, Michael Brower, who is a board member, and also Ted Karpuk, another board member. Welcome to the station.
Thanks, Joanne. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joanne. Happy to be here.
Happy to be anywhere. That's kind of my mantra, happy to be anywhere. So, Mike and I know each other from way back, as Ted and I do as well, because I remembered him from Briarcliff, and then you came to work for the Sioux City Journal. I was there at the same time. But, Mike, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Michael Brower. I am on the board here at Catholic Radio. And my wife, Molly, and I, we live in Mobile, Iowa, and we've got four kids. They're 8, 4, 2, and 0 years old. And we met at Briarcliff. We both graduated from Briarcliff here in town. So go Chargers.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I was in the journalism business with you, Joanne, and eventually hopped over to the digital side. And now I'm the digital marketer for Security National Bank here in town.
And what does a digital marketer do?
Oh, you know, everything digital.
Okay.
So website, social media, email marketing, and pretty much anything you do on a computer or your phone.
Okay. And you've been there how long?
5 years at
SNB. Oh, my goodness.
I had a stint at Briarcliff, my alma mater, too, doing digital marketing for them as well.
Yep, and we interacted there, too, as I was doing articles for Briarcliff, and you were always a tremendous resource for me and pointing me in the right direction of who I needed to talk to.
That's right. Glad I was able to help.
And you did. So, Ted, of course, I know you because I belong to the same parish you do, and I see you at Mass as a cantor. I don't canter, which probably a lot of people would say, thank goodness, but I do lecture and distribute communion, so I see you at Mass a lot.
Yes, I'm in the choir, and I do a little bit of cantering. I'm from Sioux City, born and raised here, went to St. Mike's and Blessed Sacrament grade schools, Heelan High graduate, and I also am a Briarcliff grad, 1978. I was a math major, but a theology minor as well, and then I went on to law school right after college and graduated from the University of Iowa Law School in 1981. I worked for a couple years in Cedar Rapids, but then came back to Sioux City. I've been practicing now for 40 years. I'm a general practitioner. I have my own law office. Been blessed with wonderful parents and family. I have five brothers and sisters and 27, I think,
nephews
and nieces and 57 grandnephews and nieces, if that's what you call them.
God, it's like the Kennedys, almost so many. Well, my fondest memory is your folks typically would sit right in front of me in the pew at St. Michael's when we still had children living with us and at home. And your dad would often turn around to me and say, "You should be in the choir." And I thought that was so gracious of him because I certainly don't consider myself a singer. But that was always, I thought, so nice of him to compliment me.
Well, I have a wonderful example from my dad. He was the singer, and he died back in November. But his motto was, "I sing to live, I live to sing." I can remember he was in the choir of Blessed Sacrament back in the 60s, and I considered him until he died to be the world's oldest choir member. And I don't know if that's true or not, but he was pretty up there because he was still singing. Even last year, until we were shut down by COVID.
Sure, he was. God rest his soul. Of course, I have you both on here because you are both Siouxland Catholic Radio board members, and obviously you have an interest in Catholic radio, but I guess, Mike, why don't you share with the listeners, you know, what is it about Catholic radio that you find important or resonates with you?
Yeah, sure. Catholic radio means a lot to me, in particular what we talked about when we graduated from Briarcliff, but what people might not know is when I went to Briarcliff, I wasn't Catholic. I went in as a Missouri Synod Lutheran, and I came out as a Catholic. So it was a...
Okay, and...
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
So during that process, I had a lot of questions about Catholicism, excuse me, and as I had those questions, I would tune into Catholic Answers at 5 o'clock every night, or it would be on my radio as I went to and from work during college. And so Catholic Answers, I guess it shed a lot of a light on the Catholic faith to me. It showed me it wasn't as big of a leap as I thought it would be. A big reason why I became Catholic, of course, is because of my wife, Molly. And when we went through the RCIA process, there were a few hiccups, I guess you could call them. Mm-hmm. You might call them hiccups, trying to become a Protestant and making that leap to becoming Catholic. But they just kind of started melting away one by one as we went through the process. And I think it was a miracle. And I think that Catholic Radio had a big part to play in that, and in particular that Catholic Answers program, because I think it helped me get over some of those hurdles as we went through the process.
Wow, and that's really powerful statement, because Catholic Answers is one of my favorite programs, too. I have several, but everybody who calls in has these great questions, and then I learn something all the time. So thank you for sharing that. And when did you enter the church?
So that would have been, 2009, I believe, was when I got confirmed.
Okay.
As a bishop. Yep.
Okay, excellent. Well, Ted, I know that you are a cradle Catholic. So what is it about Catholic Radio that touches you or resonates with you?
I am a cradle Catholic, but I would say to some extent my experience is parallel in the sense that when I was at Briar Cliff, I took a pretty a deeper dive into the Catholic faith at that time, and that was pretty important for me. And what Catholic Radio has done for me, I'm happy to be on the board. I'm a recent member, and what I like about it is I listen to Catholic Radio, and for me it's a kind of faith sharing, where with all the different programs that they're you just hear of things that are insights and help me out in my faith. And then in addition to that, it has the liturgy. I think both the masses that are done down in Alabama, but also the local liturgy at St. Mike's, and also the prayer, the rosary. I spoke of my dad. He and I often, in the last couple of years, would say the rosary together, and we would be using Catholic Radio as our as the guide for that.
Mm-hmm. If someone was listening to this program, thought to myself, well, that sounds very interesting, but why should I listen to Catholic Radio, you know, outside of the liturgy and the devotional of the rosary? What's another reason?
When I think about myself listening to Catholic Radio, I often think of a homily that I heard 20 years ago or so in Colorado. I was on a ski trip, and whenever I travel, it's sort of fun to go to masses in different locations, and you get a little different spin on the mass and so on. But this one homily just sticks out, and it wasn't really particularly profound, but it just stuck with me. And the priest spoke of today's society and the status of things, and he talked about, his reference was to garbage in, garbage out, and that there is a lot of garbage out there. And if we feed ourselves with garbage, then that's going to somehow result in us, in terms of what comes out of us, it's not going to be good. So I consider Catholic Radio to be the opposite of that. This is good stuff that we're receiving, the good news, the good word, the good prayers, the good insights, and it helps me personally, and I think does help all listeners.
Absolutely, and Mike, you had such a powerful testament to Catholic Answers, but again, you know, if somebody's just listening and they happen to hit 88.1 FM and are thinking, what is this all about, what would you suggest that a reason for them to continue to maybe keep that dial set on Catholic Radio?
Well, I think because, of course, kind of what Ted said, the garbage in, garbage out concept is good. I think it's important, you especially talk about the Mass in particular. I really like the Mass. It's important. Obviously, we're Catholics. There's nothing more important than the Mass. But I guess I have a personal story, too, about that as I was going through a transition and became Catholic. Of course, we got married, my wife and I, Molly, and then we had a child. So while Molly was pregnant, we were kind of doing some reflection on what were we going to do with our lives from here on out. That was back when I was working at the newspaper with you. And to stress how important the Mass was, I teed it up. I don't know if you're supposed to do this, but we had an offer to go work at Briarcliff University. And we said, well, let's go to Mass. I don't know if we should take this job or not, but you know what? Maybe there's an answer at Mass. So I really put the Holy Spirit to the test. Now, I don't know if you're actually supposed to do that, but I did that day. We went to Mass. So it was downtown Sioux City. My wife, Molly, and I, we went. And there we go. We're sitting in the pews, and I'm ready for the Holy Spirit to hit me. So we go through the entire Mass, and one by one go through the liturgy, take the Eucharist. And by the end of the Mass, I'm still sitting there, and it hadn't hit me yet. And I'm looking up. I'm kneeling. I said, well, I thought I was going to get some sort of sign or something. Where are you at, God? And then right as I looked up, and I'm not even kidding you, right as I looked up, about 10 rows up in the pew, was an elderly lady and man. And I think they probably must have been 90 years old. And the man was helping his wife up out of the pew as they left. And I don't think I ever saw that couple again. But what that told me was that man had spent his life sacrificing for his wife and his family. That was his vocation. And I think that was mine too. And so when I was in the newspaper business, I wouldn't see my wife. I'd be working nights and weekends. And that told me what I needed to do to be a better husband and a better father would be to switch to this 9-to-5 and have a more family-friendly focus on my career so I could focus on my family. So those people never knew, never said a word to them, never saw them again, and they have no idea the impact they had on me as I got up out of the pew that day and left Mass. And from that point on, I took the job at Briarcliff, and then the rest is history. So the Mass is very important, and I don't know if everyone's supposed to do that, try to put the Spirit to the test like that. But it worked for me that day, so I thank God for that.
Absolutely, thank God. Well, we so appreciate you both coming on the air. Listeners, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Faith in Action, and I want to thank all my guests who were part of this show today, all of the board members. And again, thank you all for listening to Faith in Action. It's a locally produced show, brand new, airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m., and you can find us on a podcast at fhcradio.com. And again, listeners, those interviews that you heard are just some of the members of Siouxland Catholic Radio's board. Not everybody. We do have more. You can go to our website and you can see all their names and bios. But I just want to remind you, on behalf of my producer, Ann Reed, and myself, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.